you are more a team sports person than you are a solo sports person, but you do enjoy both.
Yeah, I know. It's a good quiz. I think you nailed it, because definitely, as I talked about, team sports are, you know, that's my passion. Mm-hmm. What I need to do sometimes in preparation for those practices or those games or those tournaments is get myself in shape too. And when I do that, I prefer to do it myself.
Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to eat, train, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and I'm an online fitness coach where I help people crack their fitness DNA and to lose weight their way. And I personally lost over 70 pounds myself, and I'm really proud to say that I've kept it off and I'm still remixing my own fitness today. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show. And if you're new to the show, thanks for listening. I hope you get inspired by today's guest and you start making that change in your life today, right now. I have a special show today where I'll be doing a live coaching call. Well, I guess not really a coaching call in this case, a in-person coaching call with my good friend, Mike McDonnell. I invited Mike over to my house a few weeks back and I lured him over with the promise of cold beers and some snacks. Then bam, I surprised him when he came down to the man cave to find microphones and recording equipment all set up to interview him. There was beer too. I'm a good host, come on. I brought Mike onto the show because he is a very good friend of mine, and I just noticed that he wasn't as active as he used to be. And I wanted to help him out by cracking his fitness DNA and getting to the bottom of why he's just been a little stagnant in his own personal fitness. And what you actually heard in the very beginning of the show was me revealing the results of his Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz, which is something that I always use with every single person that I do any coaching with, and you may have heard it with all the other guests that I've had on the show before as well. I do it with them. And it's a 2-minute fitness personality quiz that helps me and can help you to identify what types of physical activities would best suit you. So tell me if this has ever happened to you. You go out, you get that gym membership, you're so psyched to make that change, and then you do it for a bit, and then after you just kind of taper off, you fall off a little bit, and what happens? You have that gym membership that's just sitting there, you never cancel it, and it's just going and going and going. Well, you ever think maybe you just don't like going to the gym? But sometimes we get so stuck into the mindset that the only way to get in shape, the only way to get fit, the only way to lose weight and get the bodies that we want is to go to the gym. But that's not the case. And this Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz will help you to give you some ideas of what kind of fitness personality you are and what types of activities would actually best suit you. Because it turns out the more you like something, you end up doing it more, right? So if you want to get your copy of the quiz, visit remixmyfitness.com. It's right there. Can't miss it. So in this episode, like I said, I asked Mike to come by with the promise of drinks and food, but just a little bit of a twist. We started getting down to the bottom of why he just wasn't as active anymore. And we hit hot topics like how to balance work, family life, and how to squeeze in a little bit of exercise in there. We identify how he found success in the past with his own personal fitness, and what are some of the same things that we can use in the future. What his current roadblocks are from starting any kind of physical fitness, so what are some things that are stopping him from actually starting. And what you'll actually hear too is how I talk him out of doing a marathon, because I didn't think it was right for him. Not because he's not fit enough or that he wouldn't train. I just suggested something a little bit different. And it may actually surprise some of you listeners, it may not, because you guys know how I am. If you've been listening to the show a little bit, you know what I like. But I'm almost definitely sure it will surprise his partner and his family, because he's actually agreed to give it a try. I won't spoil the surprise. You just gotta listen to the show and find out what it is. Also, I designed a custom 10-minute bodyweight fitness test for Mike to give him a baseline of where his own physical fitness lies. And I actually made it available to you, the listeners, as well. So all you need to do is go to remixmyfitness.com/podcasts, go to the show notes, and you can get your copy of the quiz. There's different levels. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what level you made it on. Just one more thing before we get started with the show. Like my previous episode with strength coach Mike Polka, the sound on my end is a little bit off. I had, for the first time, two microphones set up in the room, and Mike's mic was picking up the voice, my voice, and it was overlapping, and it was causing, I don't know. I'm not even sure, to be honest with you. And you know what? As I'm saying this, I realize that the two times that I've had some sound troubles is when I've had guests named Mike on my show. So, I don't know, now maybe that's a sign or something. No more mics, maybe. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to go and download a copy of the Bodyweight Fitness Test and share with me what level you made it on. You can hit me on IG, on Facebook, or at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com. I would love to hear from you. So with that being said, let's go and meet Mike. I want to welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast a special guest and also a special friend of mine, Mike McDonnell. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Jimmy. What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're here. This is actually the first time that I'm doing... Actually, probably not. This is the second time that I'm doing a in-person interview. The first time that I did it, I was really ghetto. I didn't have like any mics. I just did it with just like computer speakers. I think that was like the second or third episode of the show. But now I have it set up. We are... I guess sitting what, at a bar, would you say? Or
I think we're sitting at a bar.
Yeah, sitting at a bar, and yeah, I got two mics, and hopefully this goes all right.
All right, let's do it.
So look, I invited Mike to come onto the show because he doesn't know this yet, but I actually want to help Mike out. He's a good friend of mine, known him for a long time, and I thought, you know, why don't I help the people around me to get moving, to get into their own fitness? And I know Mike's fitness history already. He's already a fit guy. He's athletic. But what I've noticed is that I don't think he's moving around as much as he used to.
Busted.
See, I knew it. Right. And I thought maybe I'll help him out and maybe give him some tips and we'll go from there. So I guess the first question is, Mike, do you even want to get help? I totally blindsided you on this.
No, it's not blindsided. It's a good question. Yeah, I do. You know, I've been stagnant for a while in the exercise realm. So I think that it's time. It's time to clean it up. I'm putting on some pounds, getting a little bit immobile, sore. I think it's time for help, Jimmy.
Time for help. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? Maybe a little bit where you're from, how old you are,
sure.
Maybe your family makeup.
Yeah. So 34 years old, happily married, father of one, almost 2-year-old. So wife Bianca, son Leo, love them to death. Keep me very busy, both of them. Keep myself busy between work and home and whatever else we're doing. Studied a few different things, ended up getting a degree in geography of all things, and then somehow landed in insurance. So that's where my desk job world all started, which has probably brought me to this place. But so I've slowly found myself to be more and more inactive. And, you know, the busier I get at work, the more I have excuses not to work out and get in shape or eat well. So I think to your point, I think I'm at a really good point right now where help would be very, very useful for me.
Yeah, and I think this is a good time. And I know we don't want to put, like, there's work that we use we'll say an excuse. And we also, it's also tough, you know, being a father of a almost 2-year-old or being a father in general, you know, being a parent, it's tough to make that time to, for yourself to go work out or really to do really anything, because that, I always call this like the overtime. It isn't the workout that's lengthy. It's getting ready to go work out. To arrange that time with your partner or to hire a nanny or whoever so that you can go work out. Then you have to travel to wherever you need to get to. You spend that time, you have a great time, and then you got to spend that time to come home, that extra 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour. And it's not like you're coming home and you're going to go to bed. You take a shower, you got to undo stuff, or you got to put your kids to bed, things like that. And I know it's tough, but I think you're getting to a point where Leo is much more independent now, right?
And for sure.
He can go about doing things, and you probably get into a much better rhythm. Like I just you know, I guess she's not a newborn anymore. It's been a year now, and only now do I feel comfortable getting back to doing even my regular schedule. So why don't you tell listeners a little bit about your own like history of exercise, mm-hmm. because you've done a wide range of different things mm-hmm. before, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, growing up, I was always into sports. So started out first sport, soccer. So played quite a bit of soccer growing up. Never uber competitive, but got to a point where I was traveling, doing tournaments, played for schools. You know, going into my, I guess, early adulthood or professional life, I continued it a little bit until I moved away from the Niagara area and landed in Toronto. But aside from that, I was always playing different things. So I played some hockey. I played different sports at school, basketball, volleyball. I did track, cross country. Played a little football even though I was tiny in high school. Still got out there to do that. Aside from that, I've done a half marathon. I've done a bunch of 10Ks, 5Ks. I've done some training. I do hot yoga sometimes, or have done hot yoga at times. Love it all. But I think you alluded to a great point earlier where, you know, the hardest part is typically getting there at this point. So I find like putting the effort in to kind of get to the gym, get to the yoga studio, you know, get to the court, get to the field, is typically where I start to make more and more excuses. Once I'm there, I love it. I feel like I'm, you know, back in the groove, feeling good. You know, it hurts after, but it's a good hurt, right? So I think that that's the type of stuff I want to get back into, so that, you know, I'm not making excuses to get back to some of that stuff that I love doing. I'm actually, you know, finding ways to do it and removing barriers, and ultimately getting myself in a better shape again.
So kind of talking about, I guess what I'm hearing is that, would you say that you, I mean, you're having trouble making the time, but also would you say that you are also having trouble staying motivated throughout that process at all? Or is the motivation fine, is just literally just making the time for yourself?
You know, I think we can always make time. So it's, you know, if I really boil it down, it's probably the motivation and the effort. As much as I say, yes, I want to get in shape, I want to get active again, I want to be doing things, I'm not really doing anything to make that happen. I don't have goals or anything like that. It's just right now it's a notion or it's an idea. But I haven't held myself accountable to actually doing those things. So I think that for me, you can always find time and move things around, and it's really about effort and motivation for me at this point.
Okay. Well, you know, I've talked about this on the show a few times. For me and what I believe in, what Remix My Fitness is, the four pillars of success, you know, to any kind of program, which is, one, you need to have some sort of measurement. You need to be able to know whether or not what you're doing is right or wrong, or whether you have the ability or the capability of doing it. That's like one. Two, you need to have a goal, and you have the short-term goals, you have long-term goals. Three, it needs to be challenging for you. So it can't be too easy and it can't be too hard. And number four, which is, it has to be fun for you, because if it's not fun, you're not going to go out and do it. So what I would actually like to do with you is, and maybe you've put some thought into it and maybe you haven't, what, just kind of just off the bat thinking, like, what would be like something ideal for you? Like, if just say you didn't have any restriction to time or to money, or anything like that, for your own personal fitness, health, wellness, however you want to put it, what does that look like for you?
I would say there's probably a few things in there. Probably getting back into organized sports. On a at least semi, if not regular basis. So getting back into some of the things that I love. I think also too with that, aside from the fitness factor, just in terms of just being able to kind of get away from work, and the daily grind a little bit. I think, you know, sports typically has helped me do that, to de-stress, kind of bring myself back, and reset in a way. So it's probably one goal to get back into that. And I think before I can even do that, I need to set a goal to get myself back into shape. So those, that's probably where I need a little bit of help defining what that means. So, you know, some thoughts I've had are, you know, do I sign up for a half marathon again and push myself to train for that and, you know, kind of lean on that training and that fitness to then leapfrog into some of the other things that I want to do again? Do I set a weight goal, body mass index? Those types of things, I'm not really sure. My weight's always been fairly, you know, normal, fluctuates slightly, but I've never really had to worry about, you know, heavy fluctuations in my weight. So like for me, I don't think that's really something I need to focus on. I think it's really about the activity and ultimately probably the stamina to get back into doing some of the things that I love doing and I enjoy doing from a fitness perspective and sports standpoint.
So what I find funny, or not funny, what I find interesting is you went from saying you wanted to maybe you want to do more organized sports, but one of the first things that you would want to sign up for is like a marathon, which is what I consider like a solo sport, mm-hmm. right? So why a marathon?
Mm-hmm. I think that a marathon, I love challenges. I do love that. So I do hold myself accountable. And if I sign up for something, I don't typically back out of it. So I think that type of commitment will drive me to really, you know, start running again, start building up that cardio, that stamina. And I think some of the sports that I've typically loved playing, like soccer and hockey, like whether it's inline or ball hockey or, you know, even ice hockey, you need that, right? So I think if I kind of set that goal, knowing myself and knowing I will hold myself more accountable to something like signing up for a marathon or half marathon and then actually going through it, versus, you know, joining a sports league and then finding an excuse to bail week over week or, you know, every other week and slowly falling out of favor with that sport. I just feel like in the past, that's something that's worked for me better. So if I start there as a step one, then hopefully I can, you know, lay that groundwork to then feel comfortable jumping back into the sports world.
Mm. And if I could put you on the spot,
yeah,
why haven't you signed up for like a half marathon or like a 5K or 10K or anything like that?
I have no valid reason. I have no valid reason.
Okay.
I've talked about it several times, but for me, it's, again, it's excuses.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't have time, or nah, I'm too out of shape already and I can't do it. So there's excuses. There's a little like self-doubt now that I've kind of gone down a path where it's been so long since I've really been active.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something I need to reverse.
So would you say, would you consider maybe doing a marathon because you've already done it before? Maybe that just doesn't excite you anymore?
It could be that. It could be that I've done, maybe I challenged myself. So I've done the half marathon. So maybe the next level is the full marathon. And maybe that gets me going mm-hmm. a little bit more. But I mean, you know me, like it's goal things. The last time I seriously tried to train myself was with you. And you kicked my butt as I was getting ready for my wedding, right? So that's like, you know, almost 4 or 5 years ago now is the last time I really did serious training. But you like it worked. Mm-hmm. But it took someone like yourself to really step in and motivate me and stay on top of me to not give up on that.
Right.
And then for me personally, like having that goal of having a wedding and a honeymoon to look forward to, mm-hmm. I think it's really important for me to have those North Star,
right.
The North Star to aim towards and kind of, you know, build my plan backwards to get to that North Star. I think mm-hmm. it's really important for my type of style or personality.
And you talked about like maybe backing out of like doing some sort of, if you joined some sort of organized sport, is that, would you say like that is the main concern? Like you worry that you can be consistent for, that you won't be consistent week to week?
Yeah, I think I've lived that in the past, and I'm sure like some of my teammates can, can comment on that from past teams, but like I'm a committed person in general, but I found as I got a little bit older, I started to find excuses not to go to those types of things unnecessarily. You know, it's just really getting a little bit lazy, to be honest. So I think that from like an organized sports standpoint, that's what I love doing, that stuff in terms of fitness. I like being in shape and I like working out and training. Like those things are all, they're good, but they have a purpose. The purpose is typically been in my past so that they can help me excel in sports, organized sports, I guess you can say. So that's typically what it's been for me in my life. I haven't, you know, I'm not someone that is super excited to go hit the gym. I go hit the gym because I want to get in shape, or I want to be fit, or I want to get better at something that I'm doing, like playing soccer, for example.
So what I want to hone down with you is I guess what you were saying, what's your North Star right now, right? And do you think you'd be open to kind of figuring that out right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping to.
You went from like going like, what are we talking about today to, let's figure out my North Star.
Let's do it.
So I love it. So how about this? So I typically do this with people. I do this thing called cracking your fitness DNA. So I've been working as a fitness coach for like over about 8 years now. And one of the reasons why I've called my company Remix My Fitness is because I believe there's no one way to train. There's no one way to eat. There's no one real way to live. What I find interesting is going to be different than what you find interesting. So I like going to the gym. I love lifting weights. I like going for runs. I love doing jiu-jitsu. And that's, you know, grappling with other men and women. And I know when I tell that to other people, they find that super weird, super weird. So I understand that different things, people like different things. And sometimes we get so stuck into thinking we need to go to the gym to look a certain way. Or the other spectrum would be, you know, running, I'll use running as an example. I used to run before and that got me into really good shape, and all I need to do now is I just need to go back to running and everything will be fine. But I think sometimes people don't ask the question, why haven't I gone back to running? Why aren't I running before? Because that's something that you can do, you know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, and you don't need a lot of equipment, you don't need a lot of time. There's very little overhead time for that. So I developed this very short quiz. It helps me identify what kind of fitness personality you are. And from there, we can kind of hone down what types of activities you may be more prone to doing. So you up for doing that?
I'm up for it. Okay. And I left it out, but I did wrestle in high school as well.
I remember that. Yeah.
I'm not totally freaked out by you wanting to grapple people. It's a very challenging sport, and I would recommend it to anyone.
For sure. And you'll know my friends don't really like grappling with me, though.
Yeah, it's not a good choice for them.
So what say you, Mike? Would you be down for doing some Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
What say I? I say, you know what? Maybe it's time to take a leap.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about it, right? We've talked about it.
I
feel like now this is the segue that gets me there. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
I guess what's your apprehension? And this is what I think would be really great about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is it has that team aspect to it, right? Like I was talking about, which is you have to rely on those people to get better. Like you know, we have you know, saying like many other places, like iron sharpens iron, right? You go there and you have to go and grapple with these people and do your best. But also there's that big trust factor, that especially when you're starting out in the beginning, you're going to get submitted a lot.
A lot.
a lot, but you also, you trust that person to be like, to, if they get you in a choke or they get you into some sort of arm lock, or some sort of submission, to let go when you're actually tapping out. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's that. It's very physical. Mm-hmm. It's a very physical sport. But also, if you happen to miss a practice, let's say, you want to call it a practice, it's okay. Like, there's other people there that are going to, they're going to go and take over. So that's what I, as we were talking, that's what I was thinking, like, man, that would be great if Mike went to jiu-jitsu with me, or just even on your own. Because I think it almost fits all your categories of all the things that you are looking for. You want to be competitive. There is a clear win or lose in this. It is a team sport. There's a lot of camaraderie. You know, there's brotherhood, sisterhood of people that do like jiu-jitsu. You can go to competitions. You don't have to go to competitions. That is totally, totally up to you to do. You don't have any problems with, I guess, getting very close to people, having to grab people and do those things. And also there is the belt system in this martial art as well. So there's, mm-hmm. the, you know, there's white, blue, purple, brown, black. So you know when you're leveling, up. There's no, oh man, am I getting better? No, you are getting better because here, you got a couple stripes on your belt, or you got this belt.
Right.
And it's something that you can start off by doing like once a week, twice a week, three times a week, if you really enjoy it, five times a week. And we are, especially here in Toronto, we're very fortunate that there are a lot of academies and a lot of high level instructors out there, a lot of high level schools out there, mm-hmm. That go and teach it. So, and the more people around me that go and do it, that'd be awesome.
I think this is an effective recruitment session as well. I think you got me, man.
Look, I'll say this: I have zero affiliation with any of the schools. I'm a big proponent of it because I have done martial arts my entire life. I've done martial arts. I've since I was 7 years old. Done Taekwondo. Moved into boxing. Then I did Muay Thai boxing. And then I looked around. I think I was 23 years old or 24 years old, and I looked around the gym, and I saw people getting punched and kicked in the head, and I was getting punched and kicked in the head. And I was thinking, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. But I don't really know anything else that I can be competitive in. I'm sure you've heard this from our friends, but I am a terrible team sports player. You know, whether it's basketball, whether it's soccer, whether it's baseball, I'm athletic. I can go do things that I think the average person can't do. But the team sports IQ portion to it, like, I don't know. I'm missing that part. And whenever I play team sports with people, one, I get extremely nervous. And I always go to my friends or whoever I'm playing with, the best player, whoever it is, and I say, give me three or five things that you want me to do, but don't expect me to go outside that realm of three to five things unless you tell me to.
Hmm.
And I had one coach. We were playing playing soccer, funny enough. We were playing soccer for our company when I was working for the government. We had a company league that we played in. And he said, Jimmy, you're such a fast runner. You're a big build. You can get away from people, but you suck. You suck at playing soccer. Like, when I see you, you just look like you don't have any idea of what you're doing. And I told him, like, because I'll be honest, I don't, and I don't think I can learn fast enough right now because we were gonna play in a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we could play fast enough. And he's like, he told me this. He's like, I'm going to give you three things. And all I want you to do is those three things. And that's when I realized, and I did those three things. And you know, what's crazy is we ended up winning a few games, few of the crucial games in the playoffs because I did those three things mm-hmm. that he asked me to do. And he wasn't afraid to tell me, he's like, Jimmy, don't do that thing anymore. I want you now to, I'll never forget, I want you to grab the goalpost. I wasn't the goalie. I want you to just grab the goalpost, and I want you to just stay there. and just your arm's length away. And I think we were up 1-0, and there was only like 3 minutes left in the game, and somebody kicked the ball, and they kicked it right into my chest. That's all I was doing. I was just kind of moving around, holding the post, and I had stopped the game winning.
There you
go. Or the game tying goal.
That's a good coach.
Yeah.
He knows his team's strengths.
Yeah, and he looked over him. He's like, you see? He's like, I told you. Three things. So now when I go play basketball, that's a lot of basketball with my friends, I just tell them, just give me three things. Like, don't expect me to do these three things. But, you know, still they'll tell me, like, I look a little off when I'm out there. But anyways, back to the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
that's why I like doing jiu-jitsu, because it allows me to be competitive without getting punched and kicked in the head.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's the one.
So,
and I even forgot it in my explanation how I had done wrestling, but thinking more about it now, I think that's the best shape I've been in my whole life.
Yeah,
in the time when I was. I think I'm sold, Jimmy.
Preferably with. Yeah. Would you be down for doing it though?
I'm down for doing it? Okay, officially. Sweet. It's recorded.
We're gonna do a follow up episode.
We must.
Yeah. And look, and this is the thing. What the great part of this is you can go and do it, and it's okay to be like, no, that wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's time to move on to the next thing, right? There are other things that you could do, which kind of named off. Were any of the other things kind of appealing to you at all? So in terms of team sports, I mentioned.
I think some of the things, like the things you named, I've typically done
yeah.
in the past.
Like basketball, you've done
even before. With the loner,
yeah,
in quotations, category. Like I've done those things too. So like I think how the test landed is it does explain me. I like different things.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're polar opposite things,
mm-hmm.
In different contexts.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think before like, I like the suggestion. On jiu-jitsu, like I think it's something different. Something I have enjoyed in the past is wrestling.
Yeah,
and I've found that I've gotten myself in really good shape doing that. So, yeah, I'm open to it. Like I think you know, try that,
okay.
See how it goes, and then, for me, like if I'm feeling good at that point, then maybe I start to go and explore some of the things I've done in the past, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe join a team somewhere
yeah.
and get back into it. But I think that's a really good first step.
Okay, sweet. So, out of the four pillars. I know it was kind of lengthy, but we got into the measurement portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the measurement, which in this case would be the ability or capability or whether you like doing this or whether you not like doing this, right? So there's jiu-jitsu. Two, the goal portion to it. Let's say we go and we do jiu-jitsu together or you do it separately or you end up doing something else. What's the goal? What's the goal of this? Are you looking to like lose weight or looking to build?
Yeah, I was going to say like aside from making it to the first session, I think the goal would be to stick to it. So like, you know, obviously I've now committed to doing this. So my goal would be, I don't know, what's the first belt you can get?
Like other than being a white belt? So
you yeah. Like when I walk in the door. That
yeah.
Like that's aside, right? So whatever the next, like the second level belt is, like
yeah.
I think like that would be a goal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that I'm going to go and I'm going to commit to it. So say, and I don't know what the typical timing is, but you know, achieve that level within or ahead of
mm-hmm.
the typical time it would take someone to do it. Like that's a goal I would set for myself. Mm.
So you have like a time frame goal doing it. Yeah. But do you have any like personal physical goals that you have?
See, for me, I'm just generally interested in just being fit.
Mm.
Like I talked about, my weight's never really been a concern.
Okay.
So I have never really set weight goals. I've had different like body mass indexes. I've built up strength. I've been lean. I've done different things. So, you know, I think for me, if I set goals that are a little bit more objective in terms of achievements, the other stuff will follow typically.
Okay.
And that's usually how I've had success with staying fit in the past. So if I stick to that, it'll probably motivate me a little bit more.
Yeah.
Versus like a physical goal.
But if I can backtrack to mm-hmm. you want to be fit, right? Mm-hmm. What does that exactly mean?
I guess I just want to feel good.
Okay.
So.
And how would you know? Okay. How would you know that you felt good?
Yeah, that is a good question.
This because I get into that a lot because people will see me and they're like, "Oh, I want to lose weight," or right. "I want to be healthy,"
mm-hmm.
and I want them. I like that's fine, but how will we know when we get there?
Good point. I think that's maybe something we need to figure out, because like a tangible or an objective number for weight or body mass index, like to me, the way I think about it now is that I just feel better. But it's very hard to measure that. So I get it with your four pillars. So I think for me, you know, perhaps I do set a weight goal, because are there weight classes in jiu-jitsu?
Yes.
So maybe I aim for a weight class lower than what I walk in the door from. So typically that means you're going to be in better shape, because you're cutting weight, but you're building muscle, right? Okay. So maybe that's something that will indirectly lead to me feeling better and me being more fit. But it also kind of goes back to what I would see as like a useful measurement. It's more of like a task-based accomplishment in there. So maybe that's what I walk in with. I don't know. Thoughts?
Could I take it one step further? You could. So we have this team sport that you're going to go out and try, right? Would you be up for doing some sort of fitness challenge, like a personal fitness challenge, to give you a benchmark of where you are? So for example, if I gave you a fitness challenge to say, okay, Mike, I want you to complete these exercises within this period of time now, and we have now a benchmark of, I'll just throw out a number. It took you, let's say, 30 minutes to do all of it, right? Right. And then you go out and you do like jiu-jitsu, and you don't really do anything else, because you've already said that you don't really like going to the gym. You don't like weight training. You don't really like, you know, doing those things so much on your own. But you go out and you do that for, let's say, 6 months, 1 year, whatever time frame that we've decided, right? I would say 3 months. So you doing 3 months of jiu-jitsu, and basically that's all the time that you have to do physical activity at this moment. And then we went and we did the test. Then we have a benchmark of some sort of, we have a benchmark of like a success, right?
Yeah.
You've been doing jiu-jitsu. You are hoping to get physically more fit, physically stronger. You're hoping to increase your cardiovascular endurance, but you don't have any means of measuring that. But if you do a fitness test beforehand, and then you do the fitness test 3 months later, then you can say, oh yeah, by me just doing jiu-jitsu like twice a week or three times a week or once a week, I have improved my time. I have improved my fitness level. Would that be of interest to you?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I think that's extra motivation. A test.
So then sold. So this is what I'll do for you, Mike. I will come up with a fitness test for you. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about this, I will actually also share this with all the listeners as well. And I will put it in the show notes for this show.
Awesome.
And they can kind of see where they stand. Before you do a class, we'll do the fitness test. Oh, I'll make sure that you do the fitness test and we'll get it timed. And then we'll have a goal. Our goal will be to improve on that time. Right? So that way you know how much more fit you are.
I like it. Does now that work? It's a new element. It's me versus the social media world as well.
You can look at that, but you know, you strike me as the kind of person who likes the challenge, who will want to do that himself.
I think you've seen that firsthand.
Oh, for sure. I've definitely seen that firsthand. So those are the first two pillars that I think will be the most important ones, right? So we have something that we can measure it by. We have a goal that we're going to do. The challenge will now be, to me, when I look at this, is I look at this as the challenge of making the time now, right? So would you agree or disagree about making the time?
100%.
Yeah.
100% agree. Throw the excuses out the door and make the time.
Yeah.
That's it.
So why don't we quickly review what the excuses would be? The excuses would be, one would be work, right? Because work gets back crazy, things happen. And two would be family obligations, right? You have a wife, you have a son, and you have, you know, mothers and fathers and, you know, in-laws and all that stuff that requires that extra time, right? And it, like, as I've always said, it's not that just that hour of going out and working out and doing something. It's the overhead of that time. So I guess thinking about your current schedule right now, right? Currently, and things can change. One, how many times a week do you think you could initially right off the bat commit to doing something new like this?
One or two.
One initially. Or two times a week? Okay. And what do you think, how do you think those days would be split? You think you could do it, you work at, we'll say, a 9-to-5 job, right? Or 9-to-6.
Let's say.
Yeah. sometimes a little bit longer, yeah. Right? You work that, what would it be? You think those 1 or 2 days would be between a Monday to Friday, or you think one day would, or you'd be like a Saturday, Sunday that you would have to do it? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think I'm downtown working most of the time, so I think I could do 1 to 2 days after work. Mm-hmm. And there are options for weekends, especially in the mornings. Mm-hmm. I would say so. I think the more, like, now that I actually take a step back and think about it, there's time.
Yeah,
it's just prioritizing that time.
Prioritizing that time.
So yeah, I mean, it's a little bit flexible, actually. It's not as, like, targeted as you would think it would be, given my excuses. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would suspect, you know, 1 to 2 days after work, and then there's some flexibility for weekends. Mm-hmm. You know, I think start there and then see how the schedule works back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you'll commit to, we'll just say for now, just make it easy, once a week,
mm-hmm.
right? If you can squeeze in twice, amazing. If you can squeeze in 3 times, even better. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once a week, we can make that happen. What time do you usually typically finish work?
I finish at different times. A typical finish would be around 5. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think, you know, I know most of the academies in Toronto. I have one in mind that will be very flexible to your schedule. So I'll shoot that information out there for you. And would you say that is out of all of this, that is the biggest challenge? Or do you think there anything else that you think will stand in the way of you getting to once a week?
No, that's the biggest challenge. Like, for me, and once I get into it, like you said early on in the discussion, once I'm there, I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm feeling it again. I'm back into it. So I think that, you know, understanding that time is only an excuse, but it's there. Mm-hmm. You need to prioritize it. And once I get rid of that barrier, I think that I'll sink right back into that, you know, hopefully that routine, and that love for sport, mm-hmm. That I've relied on in the past. And then, you know, that's, for me, that's what I'm banking on, mm-hmm. after this.
Okay. And if I can just cover the last pillar real quick here, which is the fun factor, right? For mm-hmm. me, at the end of this, it has to be fun for you, right? Right. And I know that gets looked over a lot. But I want to make sure that this is fun. The challenge is fun for you. It's something that you're really willing to do. That doing, you know, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is something that would be fun for you to do. So I want you to make sure you keep those things in mind. What's actually, again, like, very cool, and I guess another, you know, very fortunate reason we're here in Toronto. Majority of all the jiu-jitsu academies here in Toronto will give you a free trial, whether right. it's two okay. weeks, whether it's a month. It will not cost you a thing. You don't even need to buy a uniform. You don't even need to buy a gi to do it. So you will have 30 days. Or at the very least 14 days to be like, oh, this is for me or this is not for me. So it's a very risk-free thing. Even the fit challenge that I'm gonna make for you, is free. Awesome. you know, it's free. Yeah. And I'm gonna make it so that you don't need any equipment to do it. You could just do it with your own personal body weight. So yeah. Does that work for you?
I love free. No. Of course.
Who doesn't love free? Okay, great. I guess my last question here would be, would you be up for doing a follow-up episode at some time in the future from doing this, whether you have continued doing physical fitness or whether you haven't doing physical fitness?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's about it on my end, Mike. Do you have any, like, closing remarks on your end?
Thanks. Helping me crack my fitness and bring me back to understanding, like, what I truly love doing. why historically, like, I've gotten in shape and what my true goals are. You know, like, what I realized today, which I haven't realized ever, is that I've only ever really worked out to better myself for sport. I've never actually, you know, worked out consistently anyway, just for, like, to look better. So I think that's really good, just going back to those roots and understanding that. I think that'll help me moving forward, give me that confidence to get back into, you know, some form of sport and trying something new at the same time. And then I always look forward to a challenge, so I appreciate it. And you know, the coaching was much needed in my case, so I appreciate that, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate it. And look, I'm so interested, and I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous. Like, you're gonna have come on back and you'd be like, Jimmy, don't talk about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu like that, because, like, the worst idea you've ever had. I know I am not the I've suggested this, and I've brought a lot of people to do this with me, and it's not something that I suggest to everybody. I promote it to everybody, but I would say you, amongst the circle of us that we hang out together, you are probably the only other person in that circle where I'd be like, hey, you need to do this. You should do this. Let's go out and let's do this. And I mentioned it a couple times before, but and I honestly would not have mentioned it again today until I saw it actually appear on the quiz. And
it's a sign.
Yeah. And I typically do this quiz with people, with every guest that comes on the show. And I did mention this earlier, but I have 100% record. I have 100% accuracy record on the quiz so far, on the podcast, and not a lot of people fall into the category of team player. So I almost forgot that I even had jiu-jitsu as a team sport, or a team activity, as one of the answers. So that jogged my memory of, one, that you used to wrestle before. Two, that I've brought it up before, and you've kind of, you know, you were some kind of, like, you were somewhat interested, and then three, we're talking here, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe now would be the time to do it, because in my honest opinion, when you were talking about doing the marathon run, it didn't sound like you were like into it as much as you wanted to be into it, right? And I really believe it's because it's, you know, doing a half marathon, doing a full marathon, some people are just built to, like, man, I did two hours and 1 minute last time. I want to do 2 hours and 30 seconds the next time, right? Some people are super built towards that way. Not, I wouldn't say, like, a lot. And I'm not saying that you aren't, but the fact that you haven't gone out and done another half marathon and try to beat your time or to progress and do a full marathon tells me it was a great challenge for you to go out and do, and it was great at that time, but maybe now it's time for something different, and maybe this is the time right now.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. I know so.
Okay. So hopefully I, you know, get you on the mats, maybe on the mats where I go.
Maybe.
And that way we could do it together, and I'll have a partner in crime to do that with me.
There we go.
Mike, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk about this with me. And being blindsided by me talking about this with you. Like I said, no, you didn't really have any idea why you were here, and you had kind of set everything up, and we started talking about this. So I know there was a lot of personal information out there that went out, so I appreciate it.
All good. My pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Mike. So that's a wrap, everyone. I can't wait to get back and do a follow-up episode with Mike and to see how his jiu-jitsu training and the fitness test went. Don't forget to hit up today's show notes and get your copy of the test. And if you want to get in touch with me, you have a burning question that you want to know about fitness, but you've been too afraid to ask, or you have that special friend that always wanted to know something, and you want me to answer it on my podcast, email me. Hit me up at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com, on social, on Instagram, on Facebook, Remix. Remix My Fitness. I'm not hard to find. And if you need that little extra push, you need that little extra motivation, then go check out Team Remix on Facebook. This is my private group where I put up mini challenges, live videos, and there's a team of like-minded individuals who are trying to be the best versions of themselves, and we're holding each other accountable. Because why do it alone when you have a whole team to do it with. So you just got to visit bit.ly/remixmyfitness. That gets you onto Team Remix on Facebook. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'll be back with another episode next week. So until then, set some goals. Go challenge yourself. But most importantly, have some fun. Until next time, peace.